Today's feast of the Epiphany marks in a dramatic way the contradiction posed to humanity by the incarnation of Jesus Christ. On the one hand, as we read in Matthew's Gospel, the light of Christ's coming has shifted the cosmos, with a star arousing wonder and awe among sages in foreign lands. On the other, after an arduous pilgrimage across desert and plain to follow that star, the presence of these seekers arouses an equal and ominous enmity in the hearts of Herod and those who'd been entrusted as custodians of God's promise. Yet this story, unique to Matthew's Gospel, is not only a chronicle of what happened, but also an invitation to journey ourselves to encounter anew the mystery and beauty of God with us, of Emmanuel who came and comes. Isaiah sets the stage in the first reading. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the people. Note the double repetition. The darkness of the earth that does not know God, and the clouds that cover even God's own people. At the Epiphany, it will not be those who are steeped in the scriptures who first see the light. Instead, those with curiosity and open to the sign will be the first to recognize that the darkness has been broken. At the time the scriptures were written, the East was as much a symbol for wisdom, for the rising and illumination of the sun, as it was a geographical reference point. Matthew is emphasizing that God's presence among us is of universal significance. Even today, it sometimes takes outsiders to reveal to Christians the treasures that we take for granted. Gandhi famously was inspired by the Beatitudes for the non-violence he preached to break the yoke of India's colonization. We are told that he read Matthew's Sermon on the Mount twice a day, in the morning to inspire his creative action, and in the evening as a kind of examine of conscience. In some ways, because we Christians know the Incarnation and are familiar with the Gospels, we can slip into a kind of indifference towards the radical truth Jesus embodied and revealed. Rather than observe the Epiphany, our task is to live it. Both St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross explained the Epiphany as the journey of the soul. Prayer, even during the darkest times, prepares us to recognize and follow the star that leads us to the brilliant illumination of Christ. Like the sages Matthew narrates, we must see discipleship as a journey, preparing with excitement and anticipation for a trek whose destination is unclear. The sages did not know where to go when they started, but they modeled for us the core of a spiritual journey, which is to trust God with every step we take into the unknown. When the sages arrived where the star led them, they had the humility to abandon their questions and astronomical wisdom at the door, falling to the ground in homage to the Lord. Again, the lessons for us are rich. They spent months in movement, leaving behind what they knew and was of comfort, to risk drawing close to a truth far outside their sphere of knowledge. Once in the presence of Jesus, all the faculties for learning and understanding were set aside as they adopted a posture of worship. With all of our learning, with all the world's AI-enabled fingertips, this may be the Epiphany's most daunting challenge: to pause in stillness, with eyes gazing at the heavens, to find for ourselves through contemplation the star that will lead us deeper into the loving mystery of Christ with us. With her great intellectual gifts and philosophical training, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross defined the star for our Epiphany as the light of reason and faith. Those human faculties lead us to the unfathomably greater light of Christ. At that point, our adoration arouses the same desire as that of the sages. They followed the star not simply for what they would receive, but also for what they could give. As we live this Epiphany and its aftermath, their example poses the definitive requirement of discipleship.
This Word and Wisdom podcast comes to you from the Centre for Applied Carmelite Spirituality, Oxford.